This is an interview with Mike Lockwood from Rutherford Appleton Laboratories talking all about the sun, and is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, please go to www.jodcast.net.
Would you like to give us a run over of what you've been talking about today?
Okay, well, the basic idea is that there's a lot of interest in manned flights of discovery outside Earth's magnetic field. This magnetic field, however, does give us some shielding from some fairly nasty radiations that are out there in space. And the sun has a key role in those radiations. It provides a shield that shields us from galactic particles, galactic cosmic ray particles, which are you don't want to be exposed to. But at the same time, the very features of what the sun emits, transient events, structures that come out from the sun past all the planets, those features not only shield us from cosmic rays, but they unfortunately generate their own type of energetic particle. We call them solar energetic particles, or SEPs. And these are also very damaging to people in space. So there's a lot that we need to know and understand and be able to predict about the medium if we are going to safely explore our solar system.
You mentioned that events from the sun could have affected the Apollo astronauts previously. Do you know what the situation is going to be at the timescales when we're thinking of going back to the moon? Is it going to be solar maximum, and what would that mean for the astronauts?
Okay, well, there are choices to be made here. The galactic particles are continuous. They're modulated every 11 years with the solar cycle, and we now know modulated on an 80 to a 90-year cycle as well. As they go down, the total flux of these other particles from SEP particles that the sun, the structures that come out of the sun that they produce, they go up. And we have reason to suspect that they're going to become less of a problem. The real problem is the really large events. The really large events are virtually unpredictable. They come along at all phases of otherwise solar activity. So although you can behave predict the average behavior, the one-off events are going to need real-time monitoring, and when they happen, you're going to have to act very, very quickly.
When would you go? Yeah. If you were going to go into space, when would you go?
Well, I'd probably pass out in the rocket going up the side, because I'm not good with heights. But to answer your question, the general idea is that you can't spend your life in a shield all the time, and because the cosmic ray radiation is continuous, a better thing to do is to go at solar maximum, where you get the maximum shielding effect of the sun from cosmic radiation, but take evasive action. And I guess you're asking me to put my money where my mouth is. My science is in the business of making good predictions of when these events are. And quite literally, one's life would depend on those predictions in space. There are, as well as saying, okay, this is a hostile medium and we need the predictions to make sure we're not out and exposed at bad times, there are means that we're thinking of providing shielding. This could be a combination of traditional radiation shielding. The danger with that is the really damaging particles are very heavy and very energetic. So we're talking about ions and things like that. They will, when they hit a shield, they'll produce a whole load of secondary particles that themselves are fairly nasty. So you might need a layered approach. But the trouble with traditional shielding revolves around mass. And it's going to be very, very expensive to take a lot of mass into space. So smarter means of doing it, and one example is there's this idea that's been talked about at this meeting called mini-magnetospheres. Now, that's actually not a very good title. We wouldn't deflect particles away with the magnetic field because the gyro radius problems. The gyro radius of these harmful ions is huge. But you could actually repel them with an electric field. So if you had something whereby the particle produced an electric field as it tried to penetrate it and was then repelled, then you might be able to provide at least some form of shielding. And we know we can do this for the relatively low-energy particles. Can we do it for really the really nasty high-energy particles? And I think the way we'll actually cope in the end will be a combination of clever strategy, right timing, traditional lead type shielding, and then some smart plasma shielding as well. So, but we're going to have to do something, otherwise sooner or later we will lose a whole craft full of people, basically.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.